everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God loves us and He always speaks to us in our hearts. And the reason the Lord speaks to us in the heart is so that we can understand and know Him foundationally. Our heart is the main part of us. That's the part of us that God perfected when we believed on Jesus Christ, our only Lord and Savior. And our spirit man is made brand new, like we always teach. It's brand new. It's not an old one, it's brand new. Now, when the Lord speaks to, when He uses men of God, women of God, He's using them to speak to people's hearts. And that's why He has us to say some of the most profound things. And sometimes it's puzzling on our side. But God is speaking to the heart. And He knows what to speak. That's why I value His words. They are precise. Much thought went into what God gave us to say. Jesus once said, when they bring you before the councils, judges, magistrates, he said, don't say anything. It will be given to you what to say. The Holy Spirit's going to do that. He's going to guide us into all truth. When you're in a pinch and you have to, and people are asking you questions, you're in court or you're in a serious situation, don't just say something. Pay attention to the Holy Spirit. Because as we do so, we can, we'll speak with precision to the heart of man. And it will make the difference. Some things God will say, He'll give you what to say, and it will solve all doubts. Sometimes He'll give you what to say, and you'll be rescued. You know, Titus, in the book of Titus chapter 2, Paul told Titus to, and the church, to speak sound words that could not be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part won't have any evil thing to say. And Jesus practiced this. They tried to trip Him up so they could kill Him, so they could discredit Him, so they didn't like the way that He was able to be a blessing to people and heal people. You know, the epitome of cold religion was the religious leaders of that day. They were worse than both of those kings. When Pilate was a governor and Herod was the king, and they were worse. Herod didn't even want Jesus dead. And I believe this was not the Herod that tried to kill all the kids when Jesus was about 2 years old. I think this was his son. He didn't even want to put him to death. Satan did, and he had control of the religious leaders. And Satan still has control of religious leaders sometimes. Now I can't judge the heart like God can. But He knows who's His, and He knows who is not His. And we have to trust Him when dealing with people. But the Lord desires for us to know Him. If we're going to follow Him, if we're going to be effective, we need to know Him. Not just know of Him, we need to know Him. He desires that we know Him. And we get to know Him by hearing what He has to say and watching. And asking questions. We start with believing the Word of God. And in our relationship with Him, we listen to His counsel. We hear Him out. We consider what He's saying. We listen to His teaching. We listen to His words. And we gain understanding. And the more we gain an understanding, the more we cooperate. The more we cooperate, the more effective we are. The more effective we are, the more people live. things are happening every time we grow from glory to glory. Remember, we bear fruit after our kind, our type. What type of person are we? What type? How strong is our integrity? How strong is our dedication? When problems arise, do we stop? Do we close the shop and go home? Or do we keep going? Do we learn to conquer? We have the ability to learn to conquer at every stage of life. And we can always grow. All we have is just one question away. We ask the Lord questions and we watch and receive His answers. His answers is His life-giving word. And by His life-giving word, we make sober choices and we grow from glory to glory. As we grow from glory to glory, like we just said, we're able to bear more fruit. As God purges us and enables us to bear more fruit, the type of person we are changes. So as we minister to others, they're looking to us. And as we change, they do too. A man can receive a sermon that may have taken him months to understand. He can receive counsel and understanding and have his prayers answered. You know, he asked the Lord his questions and the Lord answering. And sometimes the Lord has set the stage for you to learn what you're trying to learn. And it all comes together. Now, what took you a long time to receive, you're able to speak about it in moments. And a person that's in elementary school can hear you. And if they mix faith with it, they can live by it. You taught them something that took you a long time to understand and comprehend. And they can comprehend it right as you say it. And then they can avoid a lot of problems because you took the time to learn something. And that's how we grow from glory to glory. And some things are in our path to cause us to be curious and ask the Lord our questions. Well, Lord, how do I win here? What do I do? How do I come out of this problem? And as the Lord give you answers, then you make adjustments. As you make adjustments, you do it before people, and people see that you start having success in areas that used to be weak, or you have skill where you may not have had skill, and you grow from glory to glory. You change in their sight. And it makes them curious. Everybody want in on something good. That's why if we live the life of God, we learn things that's good, and we learn to live, and we are blessed. And some people get jealous, and they get in competition because you're about to look better than them. And they're motivated to learn more of God because you seem to be doing a better job. Now, we really shouldn't be in any form of competition. But God will provoke people to learn. But if you stay in the love of God, you allow grow the competition problem. And sometimes people need a spark. They need something. They thought they were all wise, and then somebody that they didn't think very highly of come and learn something from the Lord that they didn't expect. And they feel embarrassed. And they start trying to learn. They stop being lazy in the things of God. And it works. Sometimes, you know, the Lord has to deal with people where they are. Now, I believe in a higher form of life. I believe in learn all you can. And if somebody's out there that can help you learn more. But not for competition's sake. It's just the right thing to do. It makes your life better. And that's the kind of, you know, when you get in petty competitions, then that's the type of person you're going to produce in your ministry. But if you overcome evil with good and you learn the greater ways of doing things, That's the kind of people you're going to produce. That becomes the chief of your persuasion. That's how you persuade people. You persuade people by how you are. And as we get to know God, we'll persuade people according to his light and not any form of darkness. But if the Lord have to use competition to get to wake folks up, that's fine with me. And, you know, in life, people used to always try to tell me what to do. And all my life, I was a grown man, a Christian. I said, Lord, why do people treat me like that? Why do they always feel like they got to tell me what to do to protect me or something? As if I don't have good sense. And this is what he answered. He said, I made you to look simple outwardly, but I've given you wisdom inwardly. Watch this. To confound the wise. So we all have a peculiar design to do things that we need to do. And when he said that, my whole life made sense. It all made sense in that one statement. But you learn things by asking questions. And so once you understand what he's saying, you just run with it. Let it be. And you know, God is good. He thinks of everything. When a fisherman goes fishing, he takes a tackle box. Within the tackle box, there are bait. Different baits are used for different types of fish he wants to catch. Because different fish bite different things. And they read, the dedicated fishermen, they read magazines and find out what's new and see what people are using to win trophy fish. And whatever people catch the trophy fish, that's what everybody want to buy. So the lure market, they study fish and how to, they probably have tanks to see what the fish like. And they mimic bugs that they'll eat or whatever they eat. Worms and things like that. And they design them to do and mimic the living worms. And so, when it works, that means it passed the test and people buy it. Well, when the Lord does things, he makes us and he knows what we're capable of. Everybody's different. And since everybody has to be different and he's making people out of people, and they are fruit of somebody else's type. You know, we're a lot like our parents. Whenever you want to marry somebody, you have to look at the parents. Because their persuasion is in that child. It's programmed in them. Good and bad. And the Word of God can help us purge out the bad and cling to the good. And everybody is made in God's image. So the enemy tries to stop the best side of people. So within people, there's always something good in them. There's something clever about them. Even if you don't see it, there's something clever about every person. Because we're all made in God's image. That's something we all share. And we have to drive out the mindset of the world that came from Satan. And then we're safe. So the Lord can take things that people have. Some people are the opposite of me. They look wise. They're the kind of people that people will gravitate to thinking they're wise. And sometimes they have wisdom and sometimes not so much. But people are people, and we're all important for different reasons, we operate according, we have our different uses. You know, take a flathead screwdriver and a Phillips head screwdriver. A flathead screwdriver is designed to take out slotted screws and bolts. The Phillips has, they're precision made to take out screws and bolts that have the crosshair slots. And then you got a wrench. Now you couldn't use a wrench in place of a screwdriver, and you couldn't use a flathead in place of a Phillips head. And then they come out with different kinds of bolts such as Torx. You can't use them for the other. We're all different and we're all unique. We all have a design. But you put us where we belong and we're effective. And so is our anointing. An evangelist couldn't function as a pastor very long, because his anointing is to get people saved. The pastor couldn't function as an evangelist. It wouldn't work out. Now, Paul told Timothy to do the work of an evangelist. Well, Timothy was an apostle like Paul. He was an apostle in training. So he was capable of doing that. But a pastor wouldn't be able to do the work of an evangelist because he doesn't have the anointing for it. Now, he could do it in part, just like we all share the responsibility and the ministry of every Christian is a minister of reconciliation. And we have ability. But to go out and get people saved by the droves, no. That takes an anointing. I'm not saying that a Christian couldn't do it. It'll take his faith. By faith, we can do anything. And I have to say that. That's just the way it is. But when you're anointed to do something, you have God's ability. But if you can believe God for a landslide salvation miracle, that's fine. Go for it. but when God selects a person and anoints them for something, they can do what a man of faith wouldn't be able to do. And we work out where we fit. And the Lord will position us to do where we fit the most, where we'll bear the most fruit. And that's why it's so important to follow God. But the reason things are moving so slow in the kingdom of God is because people don't allow God to guide them. They do what they see others do. And they get progress, but little progress. A lot of people don't understand their anointing. They operate in it from time to time. The anointing is something you have to make some lifestyle adjustments in order to use your anointing often. If God gave us an anointing, we need to use it every day. Now, I thought about tradition, how we do things years ago. I said, we're not getting the full benefit of what we're capable of. And I knew this. But it's hard to change tradition. It's hard to change the mindset of people and their traditions. Our traditions are not set up to get the full benefit of the anointing of God. And I thought about how so many people are not, you know, there was a man who used to do healing crusades. And he did them and had great success, and people were getting healed. And then, for whatever reason, he stopped having them as often. He slacked off. He went a few months without having a revival or a tent revival or whatever. You know, he wasn't active. He was inactive. And when he started back, he still had the anointing, but it was sluggish. It wasn't as good as it was. Now, the anointing don't change, but people do. Fervency. You know, the anointing has to be activated, and it's activated by the speaker and the hearer. Every speaker or person who's laying hands, they are anointed. When they're where they're supposed to be, doing what they're supposed to be doing, and operating when they're faithful to God, when they're active. Now, I'm a mechanic. When I'm at work, I'm anointed. I'm anointed wherever I go. But I'm not operating under the anointing while I'm working on cars at work, or when I used to go to school or whatever. But when I'm ministering, I'm operating under the anointing. And I used to say, what if I could operate under the anointing every day? And I said, I would love to do that, but I have to work, and then I have to, I only go to church twice a week or sometimes once a week. And I do radio broadcasts. So I'm operating under the anointing when I'm ministering to others. And then the Lord gave me the radio ministry, and I was able to do that and operate under the anointing more. First, Living Letter Ministries, I used to send out mail outs 4 times a year. And then the radio broadcast. Then he gave me the website broadcast and told me that he needed me to make as many files as I can. And the more I operate under the anointing, the easier it is. This is the easiest assignment I ever had. And it makes you sharp. It keeps you focused. And the Lord is up to something good. And he's using these files, these audio files, to help his people. And I thank him for it. And as the Lord anoints us to do his work, operate in it as often as you can. See what God will give you to do. Speak to people in their heart. That's how we get to know him and we go forward. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.